Urquhart named Kazertzah was a green. A researcher specializing in repairing the mental damage inflicted by long-term exposure to the Dinyare's psychic compulsion. By this point in history, the Dinyare had grown lax in their dominance, and, on occasion, accidentally permitted their slaves moments of self-direction. Kazertzah was able to use those few scattered minutes to compose a theory. From its observations, Kazertzah realized that when a slave died, the Dinyare disconnected from the slave's mind, lest it too be dragged down to death. Further, the Urquhart scientist uncovered the fact that when a slave underwent great pain, the Dinyare temporarily disconnected. But that the degree of pain had to be extreme, nearly lethal. Kazertzah chose its moment carefully. It waited until it was near an open transmission unit. Then, in a short moment of mental freedom, the Urquhart injected itself with a dose of acidic poison, sending incredible waves of pain through its long body. In the few moments before its death, Kazertzah was able to wrest control of the transmitter, to send word of its discovery across the planet and into space as well. Before the Dinyare knew what was happening, Urquhart everywhere were hacking at their own bodies with chunks of glass, burning themselves horribly, doing anything that would give them the few seconds of freedom necessary to find the nearest Dinyare and crush the bleeding creature. As they gained longer and longer periods of control, the Urquhart developed new tools and weapons to destroy their evil masters. The most gruesome of these devices was the excruciator, a mechanism which was inserted directly into the brain and generated a constant stream of agony. The Dinyare could not bring themselves to make the necessary mental connection with these tortured Urquhart. They were slaughtered by the thousands. The Urquhart slave revolt was won.